Begin the current daf, Masechtas Megillah, daf Gimel, begin on the base. Begin the Tesemasta, begin with the words of the Gemara. Malama, this lead teaches Shahalach Balan Bomkishal Halacha, that he went and he laid down in the depth of Halacha, which Tesemasta explains that calls match a Shechin of Oven, Shechuin Shlebim Koyman, where as long as the Divine Presence and Aaron are resting not in their regular place, so Asurim Betashma Shamita. So, says Tosis, those words that as long as divine presence and Aaron are not in the place, that is some tashmash mita loy goris lehacha. Although some have the text, this is not that big over here. Because the mashiach can, what does that have to do over here? Because we're not talking about that the malach rebuked him anything to do with regarding the problem now, because the Aaron is shalayim kaimai. Of course, as we mentioned in Tosis, the previous daf, that the Aaron with the Kanan were there when they had the Muhammad. So therefore they can't have Maryland. So the see, Tessa says, what's that do it over here? Now, over Parakha, Dar, and the Gemara, Aaron of Samuel Gimel Mitz, grossly, we do have that text. Because the comment, that's where it says, and it's Yeshua. Yeshua was punished over the Ashabitli Summit Pirbidivya, where, because he stopped them from having relations. But regarding over here, it doesn't have any bearing, because our Gemara doesn't mention anything regarding that. Which, Tessa says, Yeshua, what you could say is, the Masha Nenish, that this daddy was punished, Shalahoyle ben Zachar, that he didn't have any male sons, because it is like the Gemara says in Ervin, because he stopped him from having intimacy, which is attribute for attribute, but the rest of the punishment, like Arsugi is talking about over here, that's Bolei Batuta, that came because of he stopped him from having terror. Timnik says, begin with the words of the Gemara, Ma'anois, which the Gemara discusses that what's allowed. So what's ma'anis? It's kula noinis ka'achas, where all of them answer as one. Whereas makainis, which is more severe, lamenting is achas and mezra sha'ainis, is that one says and the rest are, they respond. And metapchas, what's that? That's yadal yad, that's slapping one hand on the other one, oyal yerech, or on the thigh, or upon him, or on the face, as a sign of mourning. There's no halacha b'moyed when it's in front of the Talmud Chacham, which that is allowed, and says Tosis the Yom Shmu and the day of hearing about that is also kibbutz b'moyed. It's also like in front of the Talmud Chacham, and therefore it would be also permitted to eulogize him even on a moyed. Like Tosis Master, the beginning words of the Gemara, Koshek and Chanukah Purim. For sure, Chanukah Purim that Shemut Laspidim that Yelada be Master with Talmud Chacham and Chanukah Purim, because that's only rabbinically. Avagav the Mavatam and Mikra Megillah. Although, when they're being maspid, that's going to stop them from reading the Megillah. But Alma, that's what the Gemara says. That's what we see. Tamatem Machama, Mikr Megillah. That's exactly what Tosfos says. The Gemara is proving. And obviously, the words of Torah, which are from a Tamachacham, is more severe than the reading of Megillah. Then next test, Masna, the test begins with the Gemara, Meis Mitzvah Adav. A Meis Mitzvah is more important. It faces Labdavka Meis Mitzvah. It's not necessarily just a mess has no one to bury them. That's more important. Because truth is, regarding any dead person in the world, we stop blaming Torah to take them out. I did not get Basamach, just because the Gemara is going to shortly tell us, the run of that, the Joshua is to tell us of Mes Mitzvah. But the truth is, it's not only Tamat Torah, and Mes Mitzvah is really any mess takes precedence. Which Tosfos come to explain, why do you need a pasuk that Mes Mitzvah is Deicha Avodah? And we're saying the Meis Mitzvah is more important than Hikshu Rabbi Bukhana. It says, Lama Likra, why do you need a Pasuk Balachayisi to learn that the Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Avodah? Tebi Rame Kabachayim, which knows me, Kabachayim, from Tamatem and Derabim. Ma Tamatem, if learning of Torah, the Chamir, that's so severe, Mevatlin, still you nullify, you stop them from Kabbalah Mes because of the honor of the Mes, like we mentioned before. So Avodah, the killer Kalshkin, so Avodah, that's less than that. Isn't all the more so that you Mevatlin for the honor of the dead person? Because the Afil Tamatem Derabim, because even public learning of Torah, Mevatlin from Kabbalah Mes, you stop because of the honor of the dead person. That's the situation. What you could say is the Hanamili, when we say that you need to have 600,000 people for the honor of the person, is Laman the Kara Batani, is someone that read from Mikra and learned Mishnayas, but it just didn't teach to other people. And Masni, someone who taught to other people, that's unlimited. That's all Kulihai, that you need to have so much that escort him and therefore he mabazal tam atev d'rabim for such a person. Avlamant lekoche betonim, but someone that didn't learn chumash and did not learn mishnayis letorgalay doesn't need so much. And you're right, you would not mabazal tam atev that person's honor, only what's necessary. And va'alchemayir b'mes mitzvah, and they were talking about what type of b'mes mitzvah, lekoche betonim, that didn't learn chumash and didn't learn mishnayis. Ah, mishamachi tzarkul b'chayis, they didn't even have the pasuk b'chayis, because actually you wouldn't have the kavol chayim, because you're actually not mabazal tam atev d'rabim for such a person. Next says, must begin with the words Zigmar Krach, Shaimba Yud Batlonim. If you have a city that does not have 10 idle people, Nidin Kfar has the halachic status as like a village. So I'm going to explain that, is this halacha regarding Mokavos Chaimim Meshi Shubed Nun? So it says, we have to say, Demayer Bistam Krachim Amur Betamad. When we say a Krach, we mean generally a large city, which decree is on Yud Dalid. That is mentioned in the Gemara. That's what we're talking about. That it's going to have a halacha like a kfar if it doesn't have a sabbat lan. Avla mukav chaimim meisi shubenum, which in our context is actually what you're usually using for krach. If it's a walled city from this yishubenum, then no. Afel emba yud batlan. Even if it doesn't have 10 idle people, kramer tezvah, it will always have the halacha like a krach, like a mukav chaimim. It's going to read the Megillah on the 15th, not like that of kfar. Nochnami mashma. So too, it sounds like the parak b'samach with the Gemara asked shortly, "My kamash malon, what do you come to teach us?" And we learned this: Azir gedel b'chol, what's considered a large city. Mashan, the Gemara answers, "Krach it's like we need it for the ground of the krach." The Rav got the mekal l'ma'alma, even though people are coming from other places, but still you need to have batlan and kavun. You need to have permanent batlan. Says Taisus, "V'isad dafel b'mokav chaim meisur shabenun." Tzarchi batlan. If you would think to say that even a walled city from the Yisur shabenun needs to have this batlan, Abul Neimer should have said. That what we have to tell you is that if you don't have a sorbet lanim, even if it's mokabat chayma, it would be considered as a kfar. That's the chiddush. Avagav the chashav chayma did who sheginim and oivim, even though it's wall significant that protects from the enemies, and begam mekalu me'alma, and it has people coming from all over. So you would have thought to say that it would be considered a place of a sorbet lanim, which have a rooted faith. It would be the bigger chiddush. No, obviously, from the fact that Gemara does not say that, because the Mamukah Meres Yeshua Lechach Yud, such a city as Mokavos Chaimah, does not need 10 Batlan. When we say Krach over here, we mean a large city, but not what we mean of a Mokav Chaimah. Kinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara Krach Shiyashim Psev Hukav. If you have a city that was settled and then surrounded with a wall, so then Kfar, that's going to have the halachic status like a Kfar. Which Pesha Kondrash explained, Dlin Bati Ur Chaimah. He says, Tumah, regarding the halachas of a walled city, regarding its sale, which has different halacha than all other cities. So it sounds like from the fact that it brings the pasuk of Kiyimka, which that's too much about the Orechema. But such is because it's difficult, because in Kiyim, that would be the case, and then the Gemara Echan of Lamdezim and Al-Habalila Shas Lamisni, then the Gemara should have mentioned Gabi Hodu Tanishar, Dini, the Bati Orechema. When it mentions all the halachas about the Orechema, why doesn't it mention this halacha also? That what makes it the Bati Orechema is it has to be. It can't be Yashub Sev Hukaf if this is one of those halachas regarding Bati Rechema. But Kosh, additionally, what's difficult is the Mekid, if that's the case, Habal Neima should have said, Nidin Kardia Chatzedim, the Shaf Kabayim, should have said that it's qualified like the cities of the open courtyards, which it's applicable because regarding Bati Rechema, there's no difference between a Yars and Kfarm. The Nafkamin is regarding the Bati Rechema and Bati Chatzedim. So that should have been, we were saying this. Halacha of Yashub Sev Hukif. So the Chaim there says, it appears actually not like Rashi. Galin Megillah Mari. No, this halacha said regarding the laws of Megillah. And it's regarding that. They were saying it's going to be like a kfar that they're going to do it early on the Yom HaKnisa. But then the difficulty is, as Taisi said, it's not like Rashi, Mikal Mokum. No. Maisikur the Chayimker. Why? If that's Toma Bati Rechem. Well, that's meant to let us know the Chaim, the Mesnik of Megillah, when we're talking about the walled city regarding Megillah, which is what we're talking about. It has to be that type of a wall, which is that type of wall that is mixed into a walled city. The Hainu, that is Hukum Sub Yoshim, that it was first surrounded with a wall, and then it was said, like it says in the Pasik, it's just bringing the Pasik to tell us this, Bayis Meshiv Erechaimah, which that the Mashmah sounds like, Shenes Yashiv Betechachamah, that it was settled when there was already a city of a wall. And that's all they're bringing to show that idea, but it's a halacha that was said in the context of Megillah, not regarding the halachas of selling a Bati Erechaimah. And since it's been time, you're going to say, Lekaman, the Gemara later on the Vehim and Beis Amrinda, the Gemara tells us that Tveria, Sheyamachimas, it says, oh, Tveria, one of its walls, it's around the three sides, but the sea is one of its walls. Avagav, Dein Lod, Din Arichem, although it does not have a halachah of a walled city, Mekamakam, Krenz, Megillah, Tezvav, still they read the Megillah on the 15th. Dehem, Mekav, Mechaimah, because they're surrounded with a wall. Why? Keeping the Megillah, because ultimately it's protected from the enemies. We should have said that when it's settled and then it's surrounded, that also that regarding the halachas of Bater Chaima, it's not considered surrounded with a wall, but still regarding Megillah, it should be considered as Mukav Chaima. Why? Because ultimately it's covered and it's protected. So that's the said, Rishon Matikas says, Rishon Tiveri, Tiveri, Divin, Nikim Nechazinon, the heck of Yam, Nahani, Kek of Chayim, Agam Megillah, because since we see that it's surrounded by the sea, helps like it's surrounded with a wall regarding the laws of Megillah, where it's protected, because regarding Megillah, it says, Oria Prazim, which Prazim is that it's easy to be conquered. So Yam Kein Dinhu, Shikar Megillah Tazvav, so the halacha is that you read Megillah on the 15th, Shari Hekim Shalah, Kein Nishuvah, because its surrounding, its enclosure was before it, because that's the sea, which protects it, was before it was settled. The Havik Shah Hekiv, so therefore that's like all of the surroundings, the Mahani Bavatarachim, that helps by the walled cities. Abu Yashu said Hukav, but when it's settled and then it's surrounded, Limitin Mishamakum, the Chashub Chemishlah, we never find that its walls should be effective regarding anything, and therefore that we learn that from Bavatarachim, that that's not considered as a Mukav Chem. Then it says, what they're going to say, come on, the Pirik, and later in the Parak, the comment, the Gemara tells us, Shaloi Chema, where it says it has a wall for it, Prat Leshur Ogre. That excludes if, let's say, Pirish, Igris Chemishalai, if the roofs of its walls, I mean, the roofs are its walls, for example, Shabbatim and Vokim Yachab Eagle, if the homes are connected in a circle. Vavakim Lechemis of Leir, and that's like a wall around the city. So I would tell you that, no, that's not considered Mokib Chema regarding the laws of Ir-Chema. The question is, what do you need a positive table? There should be sufficient. That's settled and then surrounded. Because the walls of the city is not finished until the homes are finished, because that's actually what the wall is. So why would you need to a positive for that? But you can say is the cross, the pasuk coming to tell us, even when we know, even though no person was dwelling there, until all the homes are finished, so essentially it's really hukav to say, Yashav, afilachil, lechashav, okay, but that's what I'm saying, even then, it's not going to be considered as being surrounded with a wall. So I have to say, the other common need in Gevra, this that we say, that it's considered, when it's Yashav, it's a hukav, like a kfar, like a village, married like you, but we have to say that there's no 10 idle people. Yes, Shamasar Batlam, because it would be Asar Batlam, my God, my God, to have a big doubt, then why would it be any less than the large cities, which says it on the 14th of Adar. Next is Master, begin with the Gemara, but by time you're in the Bryce, let's review, so I mean, he says, Bechul, etc. Which traces the Bavid, he's coming to address. This way, asking Shuma Levi from the witch of Elizabeth Yisi, even though Rabban disagree. So Tosfos says, but Tim has to take a second look. He says, wait, if you're going to say the most of a limit of Elazar, instead of asking from the opinion of Elazar on Rabbi Shimon Levi, let's say him at Abundant, the plea of that. Let's support him and the one who disagree on him. But sorry, they hold the Kedusha Shani Kitchel Shaita Blessed Lovin, that the original sanctity was only for the time being and not for all future time. And then Abundant hold once the walls were destroyed, so it's not like a krach. So that's Rabbi Shimon Levi is coming to tell us that if you go and you surround it again, it is like a krach. Says Tais for someone to say is Al Kochle somebody Bishu Rabban. No, you cannot say Bishu like Rabban. Yisal become a because you're holding them. So my Mahani, what does it help? Imlik Kitcha Kedusha Shnia, if it doesn't make a second sanctity, because this that helps that you surround it with a wall is because the original Kedusha never was nullified. But if you say Kedusha was bottle, so it doesn't help Chazav Hakam. But if Bishu Malibi holds that if you are Chazav Hakam, it's like a kaf. So that's because the Kedusha Shana was not Betela. So the Gemara is asking very well, then even if it's not Chazav Hokev, it should also still be considered as a Krach. The next test not to begin with the Gemara, El-Shachar of Masar Batlon. What does it mean, Schar? It means Schar from the 10 idle people. Now, Tais explains, Shachuk of Mimais Yeshua, we're talking about where it was not surrounded well from the days of Yeshua, because the Beit Lechar Chasar, there, as we said in the previous test, the Masar Krach Sheimboi, there you don't need to have Asar Batlon, because there anyways you're always going to read it on the 15th, even there's no Asar Batlon. That's what I'm saying, that even in the time when there's no Asar Batlanim, they're going to do it to Yom HaKnisa. Now they're going to do it by the 14th because there is Asar Batlanim. So it's like an Ir Gedol. And then so even they're going to say, my Mahani Masha Yikrach Mitchila, what does it help? There was a krach from the beginning. Have a kfar shenase krach. So it's like a village that became a city. Shenase Asara, that you have 10 people over there, which for sure they read it now on the 14th, even though it wasn't a krach in the beginning. So what's the chiddush? It was a krach, then it's not, now it is. What's a chiddush? Even a kfar that became a krach would be a krach. And that's the taste of Yishlam. What you could say is the levus in a krach. Now there is a chiddush over here that the truth is, yes, a kfar that has a sarbat lana would be like a city. So I was saying there was charv and then came back again. The chiddush is telling us, I don't have to tell you by a village that became a city, the Mistabal Lekalameth, so we presumably don't have to be concerned, Shemiyach Sur Diyudim, that maybe it's going to be lacking at some point of villages. And so therefore it has a halacha like a city. Elafila said, no, even this township, Paskud Yudim Krapamacha, said at one point it already had diminished one point, but so that I would have thought to say, Dikal Mecha said you should be considered Jamiya because Koyta Matez maybe it's going to again be deficient, and therefore it should still be like a village. That's what I'm saying. Even so, that's the Chiddush, not the Lechashim, not concerned, and therefore it's going to have the halacha like a city and not like a village.